So as John mentioned, I was kicking off the fair, talking about Scholarships Canada and the number of scholarships that go unclaimed remarkably every year, 3% actually for a figure.
Could you attach like a dollar sign to how much that 3% is?
Yeah. So Scholarships Canada is actually the largest scholarship database in Canada. So we don't have all the scholarships, but we probably have the majority of them. And that's worth over $193 million total. So I'm going to say 3% of $193 million. Do the math on that. Probably around $6 million goes unclaimed annually, which is crazy considering we actually busted a few myths in the presentation, one of them being there's a lot of competition for these scholarships. And I think that figure right there actually busts that myth completely.
For some of the more unclaimed scholarships, mm-hmm. how many applicants are you actually seeing?
Yeah, so there's actually 36% of scholarships in the database that administrators are saying they want more applicants for. 3% legit go unclaimed. So in terms of applicants, just understanding that you as a unique individual are studying in a certain region of the country, mm-hmm. you're studying at a certain level of education at a certain type of school, and you're studying a certain program. And beyond your academics, there's a lot of personal attributes that actually separate you from other scholarships candidates. And it's definitely worth checking our site out to get matched and then start applying.
So in terms of causes, is this just a matter of education, initiative mm-hmm. among students? Like, are you just trying to get the word out?
Yeah, so we've been doing this since the mid-1990s. So we've been doing it for a long time. So in terms of finding an award that's for you, there's awards that are from banks, from religious organizations, from nonprofit organizations. There's tons of administrators that have nothing to do with schools specifically in terms of awarding awards. So it's definitely worth applying and signing up for our site, first of all, and then applying for awards that aren't necessarily to do with your specific institution, but they're just awards from, you know, odds and ends, like religious organizations or whatever.
So too often students just don't even give themselves a chance.
Exactly. Yeah.
So where can people find out more about Scholarships Canada, up to sign up?
Yeah, so actually, if you go on Google and you were to type in scholarships, we would come up first organically.
So that's very convenient.
Yeah, so that's convenient. But scholarshipscanada.com is the way to start your journey. And at the top of the page, you'll see a Get Match button. It takes about 10 minutes. It's free to make a profile. And we'll match you with scholarships. And beyond just matching, we'll actually send you deadline alerts. We'll send you additional information from schools, from administrators that are non-educational. So we are kind of your one-stop shop for getting matched to scholarships and saving yourself a ton of time and effort, to be honest.
Fantastic. So if people want to come down and talk to you, you're going to be here until 3 p.m. today.
Yeah.
But you're also giving the presentation again tomorrow at the East Ballroom, Vancouver Convention Center.
Exactly.
That's going to be 1 p.m.?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me, Wes.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate your time.